Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Elvis. Yes, tomorrow is Elvis Presley's 75th birthday, and we're blowing out our food segment and dedicating this week's food segment to Elvis's favorite foods. And to help us with all of that, it's Judy Pizer, Executive Director of the Center for Southern Folklore in Memphis, Tennessee. Good morning, Judy.
Hey, how are you?
Great. And, you know, part of the attraction of Elvis, aside from the fact that he's a musical legend, is he's this curious composite of Southern culture and also what would happen if the parents left and the kid was infinitely rich and could do anything he wanted, include eat anything he wanted. And in many ways, the Elvis recipes reflect this fusion, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, but the thing is, in the South and in the country, people ate country food, and Elvis grew up eating the kind of food that his mother made. His mother started out making those peanut butter and banana sandwiches, and then the cooks learned how to make the sandwiches, and then he taught them how to make the sandwiches after, you know, that his mother taught him how to make.
And we're talking about,
love those peanut butter banana sandwiches.
And we're talking about bananas that are fried, right?
Fried. Oh, yeah, butter. Yeah. Butter is the essence of life in the South.
And Mary Jenkins Langston, who was Elvis's cook for 14 years, who, we should point out, outlived him significantly, okay, described that he would have, in the morning for breakfast, homemade biscuits fried in butter, sausage patties, four scrambled eggs, sometimes fried bacon. I'd bring the tray up to... Fried bacon, excuse me? I'd bring the tray up to his room, and he'd say, "This is good, Mary," and he'd have butter running down his arms. Yum.
You know, in the country, when people would eat all those kind of meals, they would go out and, you know, work in the fields for hours, you know. We would just go back to sleep.
Now, do all these foods have derivatives in actual Southern cuisine?
I think a lot of the foods that Elvis ate, really, I mean, it was Southern foods. It was, you know, like, you know, poke salad. It was greens. It was, you know, fried bologna. I mean, it was foods that were not expensive, that were easy to get. Lot on the farm and lot, you know, just normal, easy foods. And also, that was a time when people didn't eat high foods. You know, they ate pretty normal. That was, you know, the electric kitchen came in. I mean, there were a lot of things that were happening when Elvis was a kid, just coming back. You know, he was in Tupelo. He came to Memphis.
Right.
You know, they didn't have a lot to eat, so they ate easy food, comfort food.
Well, Judy, have you tried any of this stuff? And can
of
you
course.
Give us? All right. So, what's a favorite?
Well, I really like fried bologna. I mean, I really do like it, even though...
The barbecue bologna?
Yeah, barbecue bologna. I mean, but when you were growing up, everybody ate that. I mean, I don't even eat that kind of food anymore, but when I was a kid, that's what I ate. I loved it. You know, Mother would make, you know, fry the bologna, and she actually put scrambled eggs on it. But it's all those kind of foods that were just very familiar to us, and...
Well, you know, you say, you make a great point. I mean, food is about memory. Elvis's music is about memory. Here we have actual sound of Elvis eating and actually singing to his cook here.
Nothing quite as pretty as Mary in the morning.
Is that something?
Love and life, wouldn't you say, Judy Pizer?
I tell you, that's just the way I like everybody to sing to me, and if I cook, you know, that would be great. We cook a lot here at the Center for Southern Folklore, so Ella Kizzy, our cook, we sing to her too, so she fixes great stuff for us. But, you know, Elvis really was a fussy kind of eater. He really ate just the kind of foods that his mother had really prepared for him. When he would sit down at dinner, he would eat. His family had a separate bowl, spoon, and fork for him, and he didn't like to share things with anybody, even as a kid.
I mean, fussy in a non-picky sort of way, I guess we would say. Judy Pizer, what's your favorite comfort food?
I love macaroni and cheese that we make here and peach cobbler.
All right. Judy Pizer, Executive Director, Center for Southern Folklore in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks so much, Judy.